Welcome to another episode of the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt, and we are continuing our devotional study of Paul's letter to the Christians in the city of Colossae. And I will say it again, this letter has sometimes been called Paul's full-length portrayal of Christ. And what an incredible illumination and revelation we find of the person of Jesus Christ, displayed in all of his majestic, eternal power and glory. And today, we are continuing in chapter 3, and I'm going to read verses, 3 and 4 with a focus on 4, because as I have said before, Paul did not write in chapters and verses. Chapter and verse divisions came along in the 13th century. And so when Paul wrote this, this was a letter. So I want to read verses 3 and 4 because they kind of flow together and give us a sense, I believe, of what Paul is saying. So our theme today is Christ, our life. And Paul says in verse 3 of chapter 3, "For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." Boy, isn't that a powerful statement? Really, you have died. You're not that same person. You have died, and your life is now hidden with Christ. He is your all in all. "For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Christ, our life. What does that mean? Well, you know, just as history has been divided by the entry of Christ into the world, he divided history into BC and AD. Before Christ, and AD means in the year of our Lord. So in other words, we date everything from his birth. We divide history before his birth and after his birth. Well, in the same way, our lives are divided before Christ and after Christ. In the year of our Lord, when you came to Christ and you gave your life to him. And concerning this new life, Paul reminds us that we have a new identity, that we are part of a new family, and that we are citizens of a new kingdom. We have a new life, and Christ himself is our life. Paul also speaks about this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, where he says, "If anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new." Christ becomes our life. We are consumed by him. We are in him. We live our lives for him. Now, this is not just nice sounding rhetoric. This is truth that we are to live and walk out in this world. If I may share a personal experience that I think maybe illustrates this. This happened many years ago, shortly after Sue and I were married, and we've been married 45 years. This year, in May, May 17th was our anniversary, 45 years. It was not too long after we married that we were in her hometown of St. John, New Brunswick, and I got a job working as a longshoreman. St. John is a port city on the Bay of Fundy, the Atlantic Ocean, and there are a lot of shipping that comes in to St. John, New Brunswick. So I got a job there loading and unloading the ships and so on. And now, it was a unionized job. I was not a part of the union. I did not have a union card. But the foreman was of a particular company that was there at the port. He was a Christian, and my father-in-law, who was a retired detective there in that city, he had taken a job as security there, and he had told this foreman about me. Just married his daughter, and we were there, and I was looking for work. And so when they had more work than that the unionized men could handle, they would call me. He put my name on the list as someone he could call when they had more work than they could handle. And so this particular day, he had called me in. And so I'd gone to work, and he put me together with a young man who had just immigrated to Canada from Scotland. And he was in the same situation with me. I don't know how he got his name on the list, but he did not have a union card. So he only got to work when there was too much work for the members of the union. And so we were working together that day, and I could tell that he was going through a very difficult time financially, trying to make ends meet and only getting to work at sporadic times, and the income being very unpredictable. And in the conversation, he said to me, he said, "How do you make it?" Because he knew I was in the same situation. "How do you make it?" Well, I could have given him a morose and gloomy response in the natural after the flesh, but I decided to speak according to my new life and my new identity in Christ. So I replied, "I don't know what I would do if it wasn't for my rich father." Now, my father in the natural was not rich by any means. But of course, I was speaking of my life in Christ. So I said, "I don't know what I would do if it wasn't for my rich father." So he replied, "Oh, so you write to him when you need money." I replied back, "No, I just talk to him." He responded, "Oh, you call him on the phone." Well, at this point, I knew he wasn't getting what I was saying, so I pointed upward to heaven, and I said, "I am talking about my heavenly father." And it was like, whoa, wow. This opened a conversation about the things of God. And for the rest of the day, we talked about the things of God. And I shared with him about my faith and about my trust and my faith in God and my faith in Jesus Christ. He was an Anglican. My sense was that he had never really been truly born again. He was a member of a formal church. But it's interesting, when we came off of the ship that day, he said to me, and by the way, it was a dirty, greasy job. Our hands, gloves, body covered with dirt and grease. But I'll never forget, he said to me, he said, I feel closer to God right now than I have ever felt in my life. Wow. I feel closer to God right now than I have ever felt in my life. Oh, my friends, how we need to realize, as Paul said here, "For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." How we need to live that out. How we need to live out our life as children of God. As children of Almighty God, we have a Heavenly Father, and Christ now is our life. All things have passed away, and all things have become new. And we have a new identity in Jesus Christ. Wow. What a powerful witness that is to this world, and even to nominal Christians who really don't know anything about that kind of faith and that kind of walk with the Lord. Now, I want to mention one other thing in closing. I want to get this in. Verse 4, he says, "When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." The word "appear" is a translation of the Greek word phanerethe, which means to shine forth or to be brought visibly out into the open. So Paul says that when Christ shines forth, when he's visibly brought out into the open, then we will also be brought out into the open with him. Paul is obviously referring to the second advent of Christ that is taught throughout the New Testament. For example, in Acts chapter 1, verses 10 and 11, Luke records the account of two men who were actually angels in white garments who stood by as Jesus ascended into heaven from the Mount of Olives. This was after his death and resurrection. As Jesus ascended, these two individuals clothed in white garments said to his disciples who were gazing up into heaven, watching him disappear into the heavens. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." Just like you saw him go up, you're going to see him come back. Wow. This is what has been called the blessed hope, an event cherished by believers of every generation, especially by those undergoing suffering and persecution. Paul says that when Christ appears in all his splendor and glory, we who have followed him in this present evil world will also appear with him in that glory. Do you want to be a part? Do you want to be able to peer with Christ in all of his glory? Then go ahead now in this present world and identify with him. And you will experience what Paul said in another one of his letters. He said, I am convinced that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that is going to be revealed in us. Now that was something for Paul to say, because he was arrested, he was beaten, he was stoned, left for dead, he was imprisoned for his testimony of Christ. But he could say, I am convinced that these sufferings, they're not worthy to be compared with the glory that is going to be revealed in us. Oh, what an incredible life we have received, and what an incredible hope we have in Jesus Christ. And I think when we begin to see this, we will probably pray the prayer that John prayed at the end of the book of Revelation. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. This is Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. Oh, let your life know as never before that your life is already hid with Christ in God. Live out that Christ life and know that you have a wonderful, incredible, glorious future awaiting you because you belong to him. I'm Eddie Hyatt. I hope you will check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. You will find my email there if you want to send me an email. You also find my books. You will also find articles there, and you'll find a blog. There's a blog there. There's even a YouTube channel. So there's a lot there that you can find that will be a blessing to you. And I look forward to seeing you next time. Also, my books on Amazon, check those out. I look forward to seeing you next time for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.